Oh yeah, it's time for the No Punts Podcast. Hold on to your tits, grab your nips and a seat. It's time to get real with your hosts, Nigel Beck and Aaron Booth.
Wasagucci!
If wide receiver is your favorite position to draft, I'm assuming you also watch the WWE and believe it's real.
What? It is.
You're an adult man and you watch WWE. I want you out of our fantasy league today.
Well, we today. Might have to get
right
some,
now.
A poll going.
All of them. Does anyone watch WWE that you know of?
One guy, but he's not in our league. No, two guys.
Three.
But they're not in our league.
Okay. See, I don't know any self-respecting male adult that does that isn't of diminished mental capacity.
Well, okay, well.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
I don't know if you watch WWE or not.
I'm pretty sure Frank watches WWE, so how do you feel?
Well, he also watches Dragon Ball Z as an adult man.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, enjoys it, not ironically. Like, I've visited it recently. Not recently, okay. Within the last year.
And that's I was like, recent.
Dude, I used to think this was cool. What is wrong with me?
It's not that bad.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
Okay.
It's real bad. It's right, dudes in tight clothes screaming at each other for 30 minutes at a time. That's gay porn without the sex.
It's only like 20 minutes at a time, actually, once you cut out all the commercials.
Yeah. Anyway, we are ranking the top wide receivers for the draft this year.
Now, I want to
have if we have a season at all, COVID-19 ruining everything.
No, we're in there, dude. We're in there. We got this. I'm pretty positive. But I mean, it really depends on if COVID's real or not. But I mean, that's a whole other podcast that we have to talk about. So it's all good.
Aaron, I'll give you $5 if you walk into your house tonight and go, Carrie, are you COVID-19? Because I'm getting sick of your ass.
Whoa. I don't think I can do $5? That.
$5?
Not even for $5.
Not hurting for that COVID
cash. I'm not. My account's been stimulated. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. You work for a printing company. You just print money when you need it.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah.
Don't tell people that, though. That's not good.
Them Donald dollars?
Them
Trump tickets?
I want to be very clear with everybody. After last week, we had the running back rankings. This week is the receiver rankings. I want everyone to know that they are very early rankings. We will probably have another show of this. But right now, this is just no camps, no depth charts really set yet. It's just kind of is what it is. We're just kind of getting a jump on things, and this is kind of where we're landing.
Just had a quick glance, just looking at our list. I noticed no white guys off the run. Nope.
Not tier one.
So in
tier two, the first guy, isn't he white?
In tier two? First guy in tier two?
He's not white?
Chris Godwin is not white.
Oh, well, that's the first guy in tier two, guys. I didn't know.
You just assumed he was white because he has the name God next to it.
Well, no, because his name's Chris.
Oh.
So.
Chris Rock? Chris Tucker? You think of any two. More black Chris's?
Keep going.
Chris, technically Christ was black. I'm not into all this whitewashing history. All right. So tier one is actually bigger than most tiers because
yes,
to be a great wide receiver, you need one, volume, mm-hmm. two, talent, three, a good guy throwing you the ball,
and yes.
four, opportunities to catch that ball.
Gotta have the targets.
So with that said, Drew Brees came back this year.
Yeah,
he's got one more year under his belt. I really don't think he plays after this. If we have another year, he's got a great offensive line. He's got Alvin Kamara hopefully coming back at full health. But he has a catching machine in Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
Michael Thomas has been solid every single year he's in fantasy. I really think he's ahead of – like if there's a tier zero, he's in it, personally. I think he's the best overall wide receiver on the best passing team currently.
Well, all I'm going to say, just to play devil's advocate here, is that Emmanuel Sanders signed with New Orleans this year.
Yeah.
When he got into San Francisco last year, middle of the season, he took 27% of the target shares straight to him.
I don't think San Francisco worried about throwing the football last year, remember?
Well,
they ran the ball between most turd. Breida.
That's how it's most start.
And then there was the other, McKinnon was there. They were worried about running the ball, and then if they had to throw it, they threw it.
I know. I just
the Saints don't mess with that. They're going to let that old white guy chuck the ball all over the field, get on ESPN Monday Night Football again, cry, hug his kids, ruin the whole game for everyone else.
What's it?
Am I wrong? They're going to do it. He's got records to break again, and they're going to make a big deal out of it. And I think Michael Thomas is going to benefit from that. Now, I'm not saying.
I think they're going to push the record thing. I think you're right. He's got records to break.
Yeah, and Michael Thomas is going to catch those balls.
It could be him.
Listen, Michael Thomas catches more balls than Josh on a good day. Every time. And Josh is out there putting work in.
He's trying to catch. He's got the gloves open.
Dude, the gloves, the mouth, the keister. His prison wallet is ready. He wants them balls. He's going to catch the balls. And so does Michael Thomas. Okay. On the football field. Now, the only thing I'm curious about is I don't know how the touchdowns line up, but he's going to have targets for sure.
Yeah.
He's going to have the mass amount of targets. And I think that's why also the number two wide receiver, Devontae Adams, is going to be great.
Yes.
He's the only receiver in Green Bay. They have a lot of, like, lower tier guys. Like, I know Valdez Scantling and stuff like that, but he's not, like, even Alan Lazard.
Boo-boo. He was scat.
Well,
scatly last
they're
year.
They're just big bodies bad. Out there. But yeah. Devontae Adams is actually talented.
Yeah, no, I agree.
He's wide receiver one on a team that has no wide receiver two or three, technically, like in my mind. Aaron Rodgers is pissed off because they drafted Jordan Love. He has a vendetta. So he's either going to throw and force every ball into Devontae Adams for a touchdown, or he's just going to throw interceptions all day and then let Jordan Love get his piece.
See, that's what I think. I think he's so mad that he just is like, to F at all. I'm good. Whatever happens, happens. That can be really rewarding and really dangerous at the same time, if that makes sense.
Well, like,
he's just throwing the ball up and letting Devontae go grab it, that could be more rewarding than a normal season. I mean, go for it. But if he's also doing the same thing, just being dangerous with the football, because he's like, well, I'm a backup right here.
Well, but my next thought is even if he does do the thing where he's just slinging the ball and he throws 1,000 interceptions, that's just going to put him behind in games, and they're going to have to throw the ball more to get back in the game.
Yeah.
So it kind of works both ways.
Yeah.
Because I don't care about Aaron Rodgers' point. I'm not drafting Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, not at all.
I'm drafting Devontae Adams in this case. Yeah. So.
But Aaron Jones could also benefit from this as well. So.
Yeah.
So that's why he was higher up.
I think Aaron Rodgers, you're saying Aaron Rodgers is going to do what Baker Mayfield should have done and just hand that ball off good as fuck?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I don't know why. They should just direct snap it to Chubb every time. But that's
just
me. Wide receiver three on this list is Tyreek Hill. He is the boom or bust factor.
Listen, pretty much.
What happens is you have an offense in Kansas City who slings the ball all over the field. Now, the problem with that is that you don't know which wide receiver from Kansas City is going to go off each week. Byron Pringle had a run. Mecole Hardman had a run. I think Mecole's the truth.
No, he's very good.
But I believe he's the truth.
Very good.
Tyreek Hill, he's fast. He's the name. He's the big name in the wide receiver core. You've got Kelsey, you've got Hill, and then you've got Mahomes.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily believe that he's going to finish number three. I think he's going to be kind of a boom or a bust. He's either going to get you 40 points a game or 4 points a game. There's not going to be much in between. He doesn't see necessarily a lot of targets, but all the targets he does see are like 60-yard bombs.
Yeah, I think
That's where he gets. So he's the opposite of Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas isn't necessarily big plays. He's 20 yards.
There it is, right there, consistent every week. I think that's the only problem you're going to have with Tyreek Hill is just the consistency, especially week to week. I mean, he could finish a top five receiver, but he could also help you lose your league.
Yeah.
Because he might put up 4 points, 6 points when you need it.
The added benefit to him, though, is he is always a punt return and kick return threat. So you have the off chance that you're going to get some points from that as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Because most high-end wide receivers don't have any return duties.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill is that dynamic that he does have the opportunity to. We'll see how that works out.
Honestly. I'll give you that.
I mean, and that's just kind of a bonus. Like, I'm not sold on it, but that's where they have them ranked. We're just going to go with this and shit on them, I guess.
That's what we
do. They're professionals.
That's what we do.
We do it from the kitchen in my apartment. We're professionals. They probably have an office, but
you're going to call us a kitchen. Yes.
It's technically a kitchen.
A carpeted kitchen.
Yeah.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd put carpet in the bathroom if they let me.
Oh my God, that's disgusting. Number four.
See, this is what I don't know about either. So DeAndre Hopkins might be one of the most talented wide receivers in the game.
I'm excited.
Arizona throws the ball a lot, but that offensive line is hot garbage. Hot microwave burrito garbage.
Yeah, I'm so excited because I think Kyler's a quick thrower, and I think that DeAndre can get open quick enough.
Well, you know why Kyler's such a quick thrower? Because once the offensive line stands up after the snap, he can't see shit. So he has to get fired off. He's got to get it out.
It's wrong with being 5'10", I guess, in the NFL.
If that.
5'10".
If that.
Anyways. I think DeAndre, I personally, if I'm drafting and I see at my point, and I'm trying to take my first receiver, and I see Michael Thomas gone, Adams gone, and it's Hill and Hopkins left.
Oh, I'm going Hopkins.
I'm taking Hopkins.
I agree. I mean, I get that because at least he's going to be a more consistent threat.
Definitely.
In Arizona, what does he have to go against? Fitzgerald and Kirk. Christian Kirk, I think, is still there. He's a younger guy.
Yeah.
He's had a few good games, but Christian Kirk is not competing for wide receiver one, especially against a guy like DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
And Fitzgerald is, fuck, he's so goddamn old. I bet you he remembers, like, rain sticks. You remember what a rain stick is? Like, he's probably out there fucking dancing with a rain stick, hoping to God.
That's called something else. There's an actual name for that thing.
Rain sticks.
I don't know what it's called.
You don't know what it's called? You're going to try to correct me.
But it's not called a rain stick. I know that much, at least.
I don't know what it's called. It's just a stick in a rain.
Yeah. I'll tell you, D-Hop, I think, if I'm correct on this one, that D-Hop is the past three seasons had at least 140 targets.
Who was his quarterback?
Yeah, it was Matty Ice. I got you. I got you.
DeAndre Hopkins was? No, DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, sorry.
DeAndre Hopkins' quarterback was Watson. I believe is really dynamic. I think Watson's a better thrower of the football than Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
But I think he actually gets more opportunities now.
I think he's going to demand Arizona. The receptions. I think he's going to be open enough against his competition. I think he's going to get it. I think he's going to be fine. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up two as opposed to three.
Where do you see him getting drafted?
Where do I see him getting drafted?
Where?
Am I drafting him?
Where do you see him getting drafted?
Am I drafting him?
Yeah. Where do you see him getting drafted?
If our league drafted correctly.
It doesn't matter because his mom won't see it.
Oh, my God. Is his mom dead, too?
No, she's just super blind.
Oh, God. Okay, I didn't know that, but at least she's not dead.
Not yet.
God.
Could you imagine the ESPN 30 for 30 they'll do on that?
A dead blind
DeAndre mom? Hopkins. His mother never saw him play. But now
never
he's
ever?
She's blind, bro.
The whole time? Like forever she's been blind?
Nah, she just like decided one day. She's like, you know what? F this, and just poked her eyes out. What do you mean? Yeah, she's been blind.
You're not always born blind. You can be blind later in life. No?
I mean, you're not wrong, but for the sake of the bit, I'm not doing it. No. You're either blind or you're not blind.
All right. Let's move on because we got to keep going. Number five is Julio Jones.
Now, Julio has been consistent since he's come into the league. I love Julio Jones. He's typically one of the top three receivers taken year by year. But you know why? Because he's Mr. Consistent.
Oh, yeah.
You know who else is Mr. Consistent? His quarterback, Ryan. Okay. Matty Ice. Listen, Matty Ice can't win you the Super Bowl. He's already proved that. But he can get you 21, 27-3.
He can get you up, right?
He'll win the first half for you. No problem.
Yeah, for sure. I the offensive production's there, no doubt. They're going to throw the ball. They have to. I mean, they have they've got Gurley now as a running back.
You know who Julio Jones really reminds me of? Calvin Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that Megatron, necessarily he has the physicality that Megatron did, but he has the consistency year to year. He's getting a ton of targets. He's pretty much the offense.
Yeah.
Especially now that Hooper's gone.
Yeah.
Hooper was their other outlet. Calvin Ridley still has, who knows what he's gonna be. I see a lot of guys that are high on Calvin Ridley. I was high on him last year. He didn't really do much for me.
I think Calvin's got a good upside, and I don't really see him in where we're gonna be going today. Not in the top three anyways. And that's okay. I think he's not going to place higher than Julio. So, I mean, when it comes into season.
Oh, no, I'm just saying they're going to take away the bites of the cookie. You can only throw the ball so many times.
Yeah, I think he'll get in there, but Julio's going to finish a top 12 receiver all day long.
Do you think they're going to use Gurley very much as a receiving back?
No. No, I don't see it. Maybe more than what they did Devontae Freeman.
I bet you they limit his touches, personally, Gurley. I bet you they limit his touches so they want him running the ball. So I bet you on passing downs they're going to have a different back, the Ito Smith guy.
Yeah, well, I think he went there for a reason. He couldn't be the workhorse in L.A.
Well, he's not a three-down back in L.A. And in fact, if you remember, he got outpaced at one point by C.J. Anderson.
Yes.
Who every team he's been on has let him go.
Yes, he did.
Which is
in the playoffs.
Which is not a good sign.
In the playoffs.
I mean, I'm hoping the best, especially for that offense and that fit. I think they're not going to have to lean on him so hard.
Yeah.
But Julio Jones, like I said, ton of receptions, consistent, high performer, touchdown machine. I think he's only so far down this list because he is getting older, and eventually there's going to be that drop off.
Yeah.
It's the same with like Larry Fitzgerald forever ago. Like, even if you're good, there's still a drop off from peak performance. You know what I mean? Larry Fitzgerald's not in our top
15, not. 16.
He's never going to. He doesn't catch enough. He's more of a flash in the pan at this point.
He's not going to now the D-hop's there for sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I think a diminished Julio Jones is better than most teams' current wide receiver one.
Oh, for sure.
So,
for sure.
Like I said, he is getting older. I mean, especially if you look at the guys on this list, DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones are pretty close to each other in age.
Yeah.
But Tyreek Hill is young. Devontae Adams is young. Michael Thomas is only in his like third or fourth year. He's young at Ohio State.
That's it?
Yeah, he's young.
I feel like he's been playing for like 10 years.
You know why? Because even when he was a rookie, he had Drew Brees throwing him the ball, slinging the ball. Remember, Drew Brees is like 5 of the top 10 passing seasons ever. Did you know that?
That's true.
Jesus. He throws for like 5,000 yards like it's nothing.
That's true. Yeah, no, I got you. So I guess to start tier two, who I thought was a white guy.
Chris Godwin.
Sorry, all the white people. He's not white. And sorry to Blake and Jerron for thinking the black guy was white. Chris Godwin.
I'm going to say right now, I don't believe that Chris Godwin or later on Mike Evans are going to be as good this year with Tom Brady. I think they'll be more efficient.
So here's just that I heard, which was really funny to me. So you know when Peyton Manning set his like record season, one of his record seasons, and he threw 39 touchdowns in a season?
Yes.
And when he was at the end of his career, we all knew it. He was at the end of his career. He was with the Broncos, though, still at that point. He was the second year with the Broncos or... you know, he only threw 9 touchdown passes that second year. Okay. Went from 39 to 9.
Well, remember that's when he had the noodle arm thing going on, where he could not force the ball down the field. Mm-hmm. And Peyton Manning didn't have a strong arm to begin with. He was all cerebral. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Tom Brady has the cerebral, and I think Tom Brady's arm is not as good as it once was. But I think it's still better than Manning's noodle arm.
Well, he had last year one of the worst years statistically in the last
Tom Brady
in his past 10 years, yeah.
Can you name me his top offensive players, please?
Oh, last year? No, I understand. He didn't have the weapons.
I mean, he didn't even have a former lacrosse player, Chris Hogan, on his team. Like, never played football before. He played lacrosse. And what is Bill Belichick?
Yeah.
You know what I think it is? Bill Belichick hates Tom Brady so much that he was like, hey, you know that guy down there working at Whole Foods? Bring him on the team. Let's put him on the team. Let's see if Tom can win a Super Bowl with him. You know what Tom does? Fuck you. I'm going to win a Super Bowl with him.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, if Belichick thought that Brady was the answer to win a Super Bowl, weapons or not. Don't you think he would have tried harder to sign him?
I think Tom Brady fucked Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
You think so?
No, I don't. But, I mean, honestly, if they hate each other and they have to work together every day, it's eventually going to fall apart anyway. You can justify winning and all that stuff. I mean, look at the Dallas Cowboys, for example. Personal history. How many Super Bowls did Jimmy Johnson win for us? And as soon as Jimmy Johnson was like, I love this job, Jerry was like, bitch, what? And then fired the best coach we've ever had.
Well, that was because Jimmy wanted power. And Jerry,
he won you 2 Super Bowls. Why don't you just give him the fucking power?
I was telling you. I know.
You're winning me Super Bowls. You just do whatever you want, bro.
But Jerry wants. He's just power hungry. He's a power whore.
If this year's draft works out, that's fine.
I agree.
If it works out, that's
fine. I agree. If it works out,
it was a nice draft. If it works
good
out,
good job, like, Jerry. I'll give you a high five if I need to.
You know what? So. Because I need I'll get the COVID. I need a win. I'm tired of 8-8.
What's up?
I'm tired of 8-8. I need a win. If we can win the Super Bowl, just so I can shut all these Cowboy haters the fuck up.
Yeah, I agree.
You know how long the Chiefs sucked, and all of a sudden they get Mahomes, and they're just like jacking off in the streets now? It's like, oh, God damn it, dude.
Yeah, bro, there's loads everywhere.
Dude.
Everywhere.
Never seen.
You get on social media, I have to clean my screen off.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, God, dude.
It's ridiculous.
That's going to be my screen if Dak signs, though. So
it's going to just be
it's going to be.
As soon as you open, it's like, ah, damn it. Okay, let me just get a cloth real quick. Hey, I don't blame you, though.
Dude, I want Dak to sign so bad. I mean, I believe in the Red Rocket, but I'd still prefer Dak. Anyway, we're talking about a lot of quarterbacks. Chris Godwin, I don't think is going to be as good. I don't think he's going to be as efficient.
Back to what I was saying.
Right. Just because I don't believe that the offense is necessarily going to center around throwing the ball as much as Bruce Arians wants.
I agree.
I think it'll still work, but I don't think they're going to be these long Jameis Winston Hail Marys because fuck it, I'm not reading a defense. Dude can't even read because he can't see. He got 5,000 yards.
Yeah, but he had 30. He had 30 touchdowns, which is awesome, and 30 picks.
Yeah, I think I bet you the touchdowns are better for Tom Brady. I'm going to say he finishes between 28 and 32 touchdowns. But I bet
that's high. I think
I don't because this is what's going to happen. Is even if they have a more balanced offense away from the rushing or whatever, you can't tell me as soon as they get in the red zone, Tom Brady's not going to be like, well, let's do a little quick audible here. I got three tight ends that are starting caliber level. I like hitting Gronk for whatever reason. And then you've got a giant Mike Evans and you've got a super speedy Chris Godwin. He has so many toys, he doesn't know what to play with.
I'm glad you threw it out there, though. But Gronk is on their team now.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to
And
steal.
O.J. Howard's still on that team, who's a great athlete who just hasn't put it together yet. And they still have Cameron Brate, who came on hard last year. So that's three starting tight ends on one team to a guy who loves throwing to the tight end.
Okay. I can maybe see Tom Brady's production, now, but I'm not seeing Chris Godwin's production. Not at six. Not the sixth receiver off the board.
No, I don't either. I mean, they have – okay, so one that I truly believe in, and this is one of my sleepers, and I'm really sad that he's on the board this high because I thought I was a genius because I figured this out a while ago when we were going through stats before the draft.
Yeah.
Kenny Golladay.
Love
you know Kenny Golladay finished in the top five for wide receivers last year?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Matt Stafford only played 8 games last year?
I forgot about that.
You remember Jeff Driscoll? Do you remember David Blau?
Yeah.
And he still finished in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
He had guys I didn't even know were quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He had the kid from fucking Whole Foods throwing him the football.
Yeah.
Top five? Top – are you shitting me?
Yeah. No, I hear you, dude. The dude's there. The dude's real. I can't remember who plays opposite of him.
Another big body. It's not Keenan Allen. It was the other Allen that was there.
Yeah.
The big body Allen that used to play for the Chargers. Not Keenan Allen. But he's not white.
I'm going to try to throw out a white guy.
No, but I get what you're saying. Like, I think Kenny Golladay is going to be the worst best kept secret.
Pretty much.
Because all the projections have him super high, even though last year you could get him as late as round 9.
Mm-hmm.
Round 10.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. And now here he is at the top of the list, which really
– We're seeing here really on just mock drafts. And people have drafted, actually, already, which is insane to me. But people have already drafted, and we're seeing – I think this is mock / actual draft projections. But the best he's been taken is wide receiver number 5 overall. Which is impressive. I mean, he jumped Julio, Chris Godwin. I mean, that's impressive that he got up that high. And his worst was number 14, which is still in the third tier of receivers. If you can get him the 14th receiver off the board, goodness gracious.
That's what I'm saying. It's like Kenny Golladay. There is a white guy in the wide receiver core.
Okay, who is it?
Danny Amendola.
Oh, I didn't know he was there.
I didn't know he was still in the league.
I didn't know he was there.
And then Marvin Jones was
Marvin
the other
Jones.
Big wide receiver.
Yes, thank you.
Who kind of disappeared last year. I don't know if he got hurt or not, but I remember him being a high draft pick that didn't really pan out.
2 years ago, he was putting up games where he was having like 28, 29, 27 points, and they were like back to back to back to back weeks, and it was just like, who's got this dude on his team? I'm pretty sure Wes had him that year.
Oh God!
But Wes lost that year, so it's okay.
Here's the thing, too.
It's okay.
And I want to give a shout out to Wes as a former wide receiver. He has a hard on for wide receivers. It feels like every time I look at Wes's teams, the quarterbacks, whatever, the running backs, whatever, six wide receivers that should be starting on anybody else's team. And I'm just like, what the fuck happened here? How did he get all the wide receivers? And then he's just like, well, I can only play three at a time, like two starters and a flex. And it's like, and then he ends up winning the fucking league last year with some bullshit like that.
See, I think that's what threw off last year's league just a little bit, though.
Is that he had every wide receiver.
Well, no, if you remember, though, we did play two receivers. We played two running backs, tight end, but we played two flex positions last year.
We should take that shit out so Wes has no chance. Good luck when
we're just going to throw a whole new wrench in the format real quick. Like, actually, how about we make it a super flex and we throw a quarterback option into that?
No, second. We should have a Taysom Hill flex.
Oh, just
and if, only and if you don't have Taysom him. Hill, you can't have that position.
Only if you draft
it's the Taysom Hill bonus. You know, we'll do Jalen Hurts too, just so Wes can keep it because you know he's taking Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. As an Eagles homer.
I like that.
Also, I mean, just a quick aside before we take our first break here. If Dak does come back, and I'm stuck on this, you realize in our like division, we play against Daniel Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Hot garbage.
Oh, hot.
We play against Haskins.
Is he the starter? Washington?
Alex Smith is not coming back.
Well, I knew he wasn't coming back, but I didn't know
if they basically got his legs sawed off.
Officially made him the...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
You don't take a quarterback in round one and be like, listen, you're never going to see the field, dog. Okay.
Hot garbage.
Okay. Hot cheeks, bro.
Cool
cheeks.
I can't even say it. So go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, were you going to say the N-word?
Oh, no, I wasn't. I wasn't going to do that. Dude, I thought about it, but I wasn't. No,
you
I can't
not
say
earn
that.
That pass.
No, I now we need Blake on here so he can just we can record him saying it and then just like drop it in when
is,
we want.
Is Blake your only black friend, or can I just find any black guy out there?
I mean, we have to prove he's black is the problem. If Blake was on here, or Jerron, I guess.
How are you going to prove he's black?
Everyone knows. Well, people at least know Blake is.
No, I was just hoping you would say some real racist.
Oh no, no, he's dropped the N word in the messenger text. Okay. So he's got the pass. He's got the picture. He's dropped the N word. He's got the pass. He's good.
Anyway,
I don't have it though.
The third quarterback in our division is Wentz.
Hot. Garbage.
That's what I'm saying. It's like who do we have to worry about, dude?
I agree. Jalen Hurts is who we have to worry about.
I finally figured it out. That's why we got rid of our cornerback. Who's gonna fucking throw the ball?
Hey, that's why we shored up our interior defense too. I mean, like, we're good. They're gonna be running the football a lot. They're gonna have to.
I also want to stand on my grandstand one more time before we
one
take
more
this
time.
Break.
Let's go.
We've got just a few seconds here.
Mm-hmm.
I think wide receiver is the most overrated position in all of football.
I know you think that.
The most overrated position. If you find me a diva wide receiver, I'm talking the Randy Mosses, the Terrell Owens, the Odell Beckham Juniors of the world. Not good wide receivers who are on like decent teams like Jerry Rice. That doesn't count. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a diva.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time they won a Super Bowl? I'm talking like creme de la creme. The guy's always tweeting some mad shit. They haven't. They haven't won one.
Randy, back when he was with the Patriots, was the last one I can think of.
I don't think they won that year, did they?
No.
I thought that was the year they went 16-0 and then lost in the Super Bowl.
Oh, was that year?
I think that's that year. I don't think they won it.
So maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
I'm just saying, I think it's better to have, and I disagree in fantasy football. I think in fantasy football versus real football, it's better to have a guy like two really good wide receivers and then some garbage in fantasy. But if you're like real football, I'd rather have five or six guys that are pretty good and no top tier elites.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean,
it's not as fun when you agree. I want you to vehemently disagree.
Sorry.
So because you're so agreeable,
I guess we're
going to take a break.
I thought we were going to.
We're taking a break.
I was just.
That fizz was nice.
Oh, man, that was nice.
Can't believe you're drinking alcohol on our podcast.
That's a monster.
I agree, you are a monster.
That's a monster.
You know, Aaron, I think saying that Hitler had some good points is really offensive to the Jews, and I really have to disagree with everything you said during the break. I don't know why you would say those things, but I guess after reading Mein Kampf a few times, like you said, you probably have some misgivings about who Hitler was, but I totally disagree with that.
What we talk about during the break is not for the podcast. Not every time. Only sometimes. Don't pull that into here.
I don't believe that it's a joking matter. I think it's something that's very serious. God. I didn't like that you had this whole theory about gay Hitler and what he would sound like. It was pretty offensive.
Can you do a playback for me real quick? What did I say it sounded like?
Oh, hell no. Hello, Jew over there.
That's exactly what I did. I'm glad.
It was really offensive to me. I'll have you know, I lost grandparents to the Holocaust.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, they fell out of the guard tower. It's pretty rough. I don't know how we got through it. Anyway, back
Let's
to the
rankings. Let's get into it. All right.
I cannot believe you said that.
All right.
We're starting off at the top at tier three.
Three.
Okay, so yes. This is kind of the still starter level, but typically we're only going deep enough for every player or every drafting league member to get one solid starter. We're not going to go through so you can have your fourth best receiver on the bench, blah, blah, blah. I mean, 16 deep is enough for probably Wesley Tom to have a full starting four wide receivers now.
Full stable of receivers back there.
Because that's what he likes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
I mean, if I could draft linemen, that's what it would be. I would have two sets of all pro linemen starting in my offensive.
If I could draft Jason Witten twice, I'd do that for sure. I like tight ends, dude.
Why would you draft Jason Witten
twice?
I would prefer you to draft Jason Witten just to keep him out of the Monday Night Football booth.
Hey, he's playing in Vegas, dude.
I'd rather be in him be in your booth than Monday Night Football's booth.
Hey, as long as he's not deep inside my booth, then we're good.
So the top wide receiver, according to professionals, is Mike Evans,
which is
honestly cheeks because Chris Godwin is two slots ahead at six. How are you going to have two players from the same team? Like, I get the offense is all about throwing the football, blah 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 blah. Dude, Tom Brady is not going to throw the ball 50 times a game.
Say, Jameis is not in that backfield anymore
because Jameis doesn't give a shit whether he throws the interception. Tom Brady is willing to check out, run the ball. Quick dump down passes. Those things don't benefit Chris Godwin or Mike Evans.
Tom Brady will throw it out of bounds, which is one thing Jameis Winston never did in his entire career. Not purposely, anyways.
You know how Jameis Winston plays quarterback? You ever play jackpot in the front yard where you scream about and throw it straight up?
Bah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Every
that's
time.
That's it right there.
Every time.
Hey, that's cool. That's why he went 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. It was 50-50. It's a 50-50 ball, literally.
You know what?
A 50-50 ball.
Did you ever see the video where he's going to eat a W?
He's just chomping the fingers away, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty. That told me everything I needed to know about Jameis Winston. I'm glad he was never on a successful team.
Yeah, I agree.
Besides Florida State and those lobster legs.
That's all I got to say on Mike Evans.
He's big. He's talented. Everyone knows him. He put up a ton of points last year. He's a touchdown machine. He's not necessarily a targets machine, but he's a big physical guy who goes and gets the ball deep. We know what he's about. He's not going to change.
Yeah.
It's going to be. Regard, I think that what's the change is going to be is he's probably going to have more efficiency because of Tom Brady, but I think overall he gets less looks.
It's going to be him or Godwin in the top 12.
But not both.
Not both.
Absolutely not both.
No way.
And my bet is probably Mike Evans over Chris Godwin, but if I'm guessing, think he's the bigger Chris receiver. Godwin's better. That's fine. I think Mike Evans has been more consistent. Chris Godwin had a flash in the pan last year. So who knows? He could be trash for all we know. Yeah. Next is Allen Robinson in Chicago, which I can't believe is this high. Not because of his talent. I think he's a great all-together wide receiver.
I like him there.
Bitch Trubisky is not going to throw him any good balls. Big Dick Nick Foles.
Hey, bro.
Who stole a ring from Wentz, essentially.
No, he didn't steal.
He's
the only reason they won the ring. Only reason.
It's strictly him?
Only reason.
Because of the Philly special?
Mm-hmm. Only him.
He was the best receiver on the team that year.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's what I'm saying. Only him. That's it.
Like I said, I don't think Allen Robinson's going to do make enough noise just because I don't think there's enough noise to be made in that offense. They got rid of Trey Burton, their tight end. the big tight end. He's gone.
Yeah.
All they have is that Shanin guy, Adam Shanin, a tight end. I don't even know who the second wide receiver is. Is it Cordell Patterson there?
No, the only thing that Robinson really has going for him is this is a contract year. So,
but no, I think, like I said, physically he's great, but he can't catch a ball that's not thrown to him.
That's true.
That's my only argument.
I think if he gets the targets, though, he'll be in the top 12. If he does not get the targets, if he does not have a good quarterback, a consistent, which Nick can be that, and Mitch, if he gets it all worked out.
My only complaint is everyone's high on Nick Foles because he won the Super Bowl, but what has he done before that, and what has he done after that?
Oh,
and
it's nothing. I completely agree.
It's super overrated. It's like you win a Super Bowl, and you're automatically one of the best that's ever done it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with what you're saying. I think if he gets the targets, he's there. If he doesn't, he's out the top 12. Easy. On to number 10. We might spend a little extra time here.
I think the reason why Amari Cooper is number 10 and not a little bit higher on this list because of some of these wild cards is because they're just assuming, because Dak is not signed and on the current roster, that it's just going to be Andy Dalton. And I think if we have Andy Dalton, Amari Cooper is number 10.
Would be 10 with Dalton. He'd at least be a top 12.
Well, and what I was going to say is I don't think he breaks the top 5, even with Dak.
But no, I think
he's higher than 10.
Yeah.
He's probably closer to that 7 to 8 range. I think Amari Cooper, again, is consistent. He's a bigger body. He's got good hands.
Yeah.
I think that all works. He's not splitting a ton of carry or a ton of receiving yards with Gallup because Gallup is more of a deep shot guy.
Yeah.
And especially in that offense. And now that they've got Lamb.
Come on, CD, baby.
There's a ton of options. And I think what that allows is for teams not to just key on Cooper alone.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Lamb hits you over the middle a few times, you're going to shift that safety over. You hit a deep shot to Gallup, you're going to shift that safety over, you're going to start Brad. You can't double-team everybody.
Yeah.
And one-on-one, I think Amari Cooper is good enough.
Yeah, I agree. The problem with Coop, right, well, last season anyways, was he was there on weeks where he was 30 points. And then there was weeks he was 5 points or 4 points.
Would you say that was the Dallas Cowboys offense as a whole?
I mean, kind of. But, I mean, fantasy production, when you look at the end of the season numbers.
I hope
he takes
all this time off to recuperate.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to move on now to 11.
Well, I didn't think that was punny.
I didn't like that one.
Well, that was pretty fucked. I come in here with a dad joke. You don't like all my fucked up jokes you talk about?
You
Hitler.
Can't have dad jokes, dude. You're not a dad.
Pull out game strong.
Is it your dogs you're counting?
My dogs don't count as kids.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Your fur babies, you're not counting those, dude?
You know what? Then again, I think if anything, well, I'm not going to go. Yeah, maybe. I mean.
You going to go there? You're not going to go there. Thinking about it.
If Casey Anthony can kill her babies and not go to jail.
Oh, God.
And I kill my dogs and I go to jail, does that make them more important than children? I don't know. I'm just saying. It's just a thought. I don't know when it'll get into the ethics and the morals right now, but you can kill your babies and not go to prison.
This segment is sponsored by Planned Parenthood.
Well. Planned Unparenthood.
Okay. We're not getting paid yet for sponsorships, sadly.
I mean, kind of.
Well, I guess we could turn them on.
I mean, I just go into Subways and take money out of the register.
Golly.
Sponsorship. So, next on the list is Odell Beckham Jr. He's hot garbage. Listen.
Trash.
They're relying on a highlight. So, Odell Beckham Jr. is actually not a good wide receiver.
Get him out.
He is a highlight machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different. I don't trust Odell week to week, play to play, game to game. This is the same dude who's lost a fight to a kicking net. This is the same dude who goes on boats and pisses off his team. Like the guy's character is all over the board. He's a diva wide receiver. I've already told you how I feel about diva wide receivers. Now, can he one hand catch the fuck out of a ball? For sure.
Oh, yeah.
He did it against us. He made one of the biggest highlights of all time against our defense. But you know what? What the fuck does he have to show for a whole career worth of him being a crying-ass bitch? Not a goddamn thing.
Well, I think he shoved a whole 8-ball of coke up his nose with a model in Paris or something like
Go
that.
Go for it, dude.
I mean, I don't know if that's on the field production or not, but he still did it, though.
I mean, and listen, everyone's like, oh, well, Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield may have had to throw the ball piss poor a ton of times.
Yeah.
But you know what that means? There were a ton of opportunities to catch a football. And you know who didn't do it last year? Odell fucking Beckham Jr. He was hurt. He was injured. Okay, if you're on a losing team who has no shot of making the playoffs, why don't you take a week off? No one's going to blame you for it.
For sure.
He didn't. So I think the moral of the story is if I'm, I mean, we all saw the hype with the Browns, and that's also kind of why I'm down on the Tampa Bay Gronkineers, the Tampa Bay Gronkineers, is because I think the hype is too real. It gets too high up there. Everyone drafts all these players super high, and they don't do shit for you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. 11's where he's at currently. In the season. I bet he
finishes out of the top 25.
Out of the top 25. Are you willing to take bets on that?
Now, I think Jarvis Landry. Okay.
I took a bet last week. Are you willing to take bets on that?
Let's change this up. Jarvis Landry finishes higher than Odell.
I can see that. I actually would agree with that.
Because I think Jarvis Landry is a possession receiver.
But what's your open betting proposition at the moment? Is it Jarvis finishes higher, or is it outside of 25? I didn't know if you knew this or not, 25? Aaron,
but I'm actually a Christian and I don't gamble. Do I drink on the podcast? Yes, just like you.
When you crack open that beer. It's monster.
You are a monster. Okay. You're a monster. What is this called meaning here? To talk about
this Buffalo Trace. Buffalo Trace. Yeah. You're on the same bish shit that Brendan Schaub is on? Schwab?
You're drinking a Busch Light.
It is a monster. It's got 666 right there on the can.
66.6% alcohol. You're an alcoholic. You've got a problem.
If I was drinking that straight face with no chaser, I completely agree with
you. Jesus, bro.
That would be disrespectful.
Basically drinking rubbing alcohol, Busch Light, right in front of us on the podcast, and you're talking about my problems. On your Hitler rant, I'm not going to take this.
You're not going to like me after this podcast, I don't think.
The number 12 wide receiver on the list is Juju Smith-Schuster.
I see ya, boy.
The reason he's so high on this list, I believe, is because, one, we're getting Big Ben back after Tommy John surgery. I have no idea what his arm looks like. I haven't watched him. All I know is this dude looked like a retired fucking PTSD war veteran on the sideline eating all the buffet. Dude was thick. It was painful to see.
Yeah.
I was like, how is this dude a professional at anything? He looked like a homeless guy on the side of the road.
It was that plus the beard.
Yeah, I mean, the beard definitely added
5 inches out of his face. Thick as shit.
He looks like Rex Ryan before the gray hair. Like, he was fat as fuck on the side. And this is coming from a fat dude himself. I really feel like this dude runs like a sub 840 right now. This dude is, are you shitting me?
Yeah. I mean, maybe he got back in shape this offseason during COVID and quarantine and.
Well, I'm just all glad he's staying at home because we all know when he goes to the nightclubs, what happens? He gets accused of rape.
Yeah, well, that does happen sometimes.
It does happen to him.
That does happen to him. And other players, I guess. Or other players shoot themselves in the leg and they get charges.
I just don't – listen, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster is the number one receiver on the team.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's going to get the targets when there is a passing play.
Yeah.
I think Big Ben has the same issue with – playing quarterback position as Aaron Rodgers does. He likes to key in on his guy, which used to be Antonio Brown, is now Juju. He's going to get opportunities. I would like to see what Big Ben's arm looks like before I take a huge gamble on him.
Yeah.
Because once Big Ben fell, that whole offense turned to dog shit.
Yeah.
Connor was terrible.
I know, and that was so sad.
Buck the fuck Duck Hodges was in there throwing lame fucking balls to everybody. Yeah. Dude, Mason Rudolph got hit on the fucking head with his own helmet like a bitch. How are you going to lose like that? Dude, are you shitting me, dude?
And he started it, dude. He used the N-word. See, this is why we don't use it on this podcast.
Absolutely not.
That's why I don't use it on this podcast.
You know what happened? Miles Garrett accidentally ripped that helmet off. He was like, oh, fuck, and tried to put it on him real quick, but it was the wrong way, and it didn't go on. And so he goes, oh, it shit. It just
didn't work.
And it just let it go, and then he gets attacked. All that happened was he made a mistake. He tried to fix it really fast, and then he gets suspended and fined for it. And you know what the Browns did? Doubled down and gave him an extension. They did too. Holy shit.
They did too. That's
holy
right.
Holy shit. Like,
no, we believe your story, dude. Yeah, now, that sounds good.
I think he's super talented as a defensive end, but
yeah,
it is what it is.
It's like that sounds like somebody that should be playing for the Cowboys.
The NFL isn't going to let you assault a white guy on TV. It's not a thing. Beat your wife or don't beat anyone at all. Looking at you, Greg Hardy, who's now in the UFC.
But if he comes back to the NFL, I think we still have him under contract.
For sure. We just brought Alden Smith back, and he threatened to shoot up an airport.
Yeah, we did. That's what I'm talking about. Miles Garrett is definitely a Cowboy signing.
Dallas Felons.
Oh, goodness. All right. So moving out of the top 12 receivers, we're going to number 13, DJ Moore,
with Carolina. A sleeper.
Think
DJ
so?
DJ Moore is going to have a fucking year.
With Teddy Biscuits? Maybe.
I think so.
Maybe. Because I could see it.
Everyone goes, oh, Teddy Biscuits. Oh, Teddy Bridgewater can't throw the deep ball. That ruins for DJ Moore. Blah, blah, can't throw the deep ball. You're just as fast going side to side, bro.
Oh, yeah.
He did great things for the Saints. Listen, yeah. I think Cam Newton is a good quarterback.
Now, he's white, great.
Teddy Bridgewater?
No, DJ Moore.
DJ Moore is one of the fastest players in the NFL. He's definitely not fucking white.
He's not white. I thought he was white.
Dude.
Okay.
Do you even watch football?
Maybe I'm just getting some.
Okay, it's not Christian McCaffrey.
No, I got
white guys.
No, I got that.
Listen, Carolina, white guys, Christian McCaffrey, retired Luke Kuechly. That's it. There's no other white guys on those teams.
Okay. Not DJ Moore. God, he's not white. Okay. Sorry, I just saw.
Thank you, Ashley, for showing.
Well, all right. I'm going to bow out of this podcast.
So, that's like, I think DJ Moore is a sleeper, now. Mostly because depending on how Matt Rhule, who was the Baylor. Coach from Baylor that got brought in.
Come on, Big
Baylor
12.
Ran. I don't know how much of a spread they're going to run, but what that does is it really splits the field horizontally and vertically at the same time. It's asking you to cover a lot of ground. So what you're doing is you're relying on a good offensive line, which I think Carolina is above average. You're relying on quick decision-making, Teddy Bridgewater. Everyone forgets how cold Teddy was before he got hurt. When he was with the Vikings, everyone was talking about him.
He spent
some time with the Saints learning under one of the best, most proficient quarterbacks. Now he's got his chance in a spread system with fast guys. DJ Moore is the guy on that team. If your name is DJ Moore or Christian McCaffrey, get ready because you got a lot of balls coming your way.
And that's a black guy and a white guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
A white guy running back, which is even more rare.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
A real gym rat.
I guess you could. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. For sure. So next is Cooper Kupp, who is a white guy.
Now he's white.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Cup these nuts, bro.
Whew. Yep. No, I'm good. I think Goff. I mean, okay, so what I heard a stat earlier today that Kupp and Galladay.
Oh, yeah.
Kupp and Galladay are the only two receivers last year that actually had double-digit touchdowns. And that was interesting receiver-wise. And Cooper Kupp was hurt for
– a good chunk of it.
Four-ish games, three, four games last year. And
in the thick of the season, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, as long as Jared Goff's got his head on straight, I could see Cooper Kupp for sure. He's at 14 right now. I could see him being not just top 12. I could see him, I mean, not moving him up that much, but I see him being top 10 for sure.
So, I agree with you just because, so I think the most valuable position in the NFL is the slot wide receiver. To make the slot wide receiver happen, though, you need to have two outside guys.
Yeah.
We think of great slot receivers in the past. If you think 2 years back, there was Adam Humphries, who was also a white guy in the slot, who played in Tampa Bay.
That was last year.
Well, he didn't get as much love last year because he didn't play a lot.
Oh, I guess. Okay.
So, but when he was in Tampa Bay, was just a blow-up guy. Just showed up on the scene, blew up, had a great year, but he played in the slot because you had Godwin, who was a rookie as a burner, just spreading the field. D-Jax was also on that team.
Oh, I forgot.
Before he got traded out. Yeah. And then on the other side, you have Mike Evans. Mm-hmm. So you're stretching the field again vertically and then horizontally, and that leaves opportunities for the slot wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. Rams just traded away Brandon Cooks.
You don't have
a burner. And listen, I don't think Brandon Cooks is a top 10 wide receiver, top 20, top 25. He's not. But the thing is Brandon Cooks does one thing really well, which is run really fast in one direction.
Yeah.
I also don't believe in him because the Patriots immediately cut him after, like, got rid of him. Fast. Remember how fast I got rid of
Real
him?
Real fast.
Something, and he's also one concussion away from being the most CTE damaged player of all time.
Besides Brennan, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, but like Cooper Kupp kind of has a ton of opportunities, especially with the Rams, just because he is the slot guy. He's probably going to get more looks now.
Yeah,
we just need to see how their burners on the outside go. They still have Robert Woods, don't they?
Yes.
He's pretty solid too. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be like again. He's not a top wide receiver, but I think he's enough to spread the field. Another white guy who's kind of in the same thick of it is Adam Thielen.
For sure.
Deceptively fast, great hands. Another white guy throwing to him and Kirk Cousins. I'm not sold on Kirk Cousins, but he's good enough. He's not good. He's good enough.
The only downside there, which I mean, it's a downside slash upside maybe, Diggs is gone. Yes. So, I mean, that should hopefully increase target value to Thielen.
Diggs is gone, but they also drafted a wide receiver super early.
Yeah. Fast so, guy.
Not white.
With Diggs being gone, he could see an uptick in targets, but he might have heavier coverage. So that's the only thing with Thielen. So
all I heard is this is a great argument for Rudolph to have a bounce back year, the tight
end. Oh no.
I love tight ends.
I love tight ends.
I can't wait to talk next week about tight ends and quarterbacks. I hate wide receivers. I can't tell if you can tell on this podcast.
I know.
Wide receivers are the fucking worst. You're drinking
on the podcast.
Yes, because I fucking hate
you. Yeah. Seth's and I'm not drinking a monster. God.
You said you're not drinking a monster.
I said drinking a monster.
No, you said you're not drinking a monster.
I said not drinking. I'm drinking a monster.
It's a Busch Light with 66.6% alcohol.
I want you to take a picture of the Busch Light at 66.6% alcohol. I'm taking
a picture of your Busch. This is a family podcast. Speaking of sponsors, we need to get the what's it, Manscaped?
Oh, the lawnmower. Yeah. Like 7.7. Yeah. Whatever it is.
7.7. Use some real horsepower. Thick Busch. Jesus. Apparently, at the end of tier three, these guys have AJ Brown, the Tennessee wide receiver. Again, I think this is another one of those. He's the number one guy. The offense doesn't necessarily throw as much. They really rely on Derrick Henry, which is why he's going to be the reason you lose your bet.
Oh, no. I got this, dude.
Dude, Derrick Henry's going to fuck you. He's going to fuck you hard. He looks like the Predator.
I don't care.
I can't wait for a public apology on this podcast.
You know what I told you already, but what I'm really hoping for, and the bet's still on, whether this happens or not, Blake. I'm not praying, because that would be disrespectful, but I'm very much hoping that Henry gets injured, and that I'm correct.
Derrick Henry's going to come into your room late at night. He's going to whisper in your ear. 99-yard touchdown.
No.
Oh, he already has one.
No, but it's not happening this year. It's not happening this year.
11 guys on the field trying to stop him from running in one direction, and he went 99 yards.
Yeah, no, I got you.
99 yards. Mm-hmm. Who's the greatest running back in the world, do you think?
In the world?
Yeah, right now. You get right number now. One pick. You have to pick a running back today, right now. You don't even remember.
Straight running back?
Yeah. Well, gay running back, I don't care. Bisexual running back, whatever you prefer.
That's not what I'm talking about. All-around running back or straight?
Fantasy football today. Only running back. Running back. Fantasy football, pick one, round one, running back right now.
McCaffrey.
Damn it. I was hoping you'd forget about him again. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get it, like, brainwash you to see if he can fall to wherever he lands for me.
But two's going to be Zeke.
Oh, yeah. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. Easy.
It's either Zeke or Saquon at that point. We're talking about running back. That's how fucking much wide receivers suck. But
you know how in the first three names we just named, Derrick Henry wasn't in there? Because he's not going to be that great this year.
Yeah, but you said he's not going to be in the top 12.
He's not. He's going to fall out. He's going to fall off. You ready? Okay.
You're wrong.
You're going to apologize to me.
You're wrong.
Whenever this happens. You're going to apologize Fournette, to me.
His own team doesn't even want him.
I know that. They tried to get like a seventh round pick for him.
They tried to give him away and couldn't get it.
Yeah. That's sad. Back to Tennessee. AJ Brown. I don't like him at 16, who I could see in there, who's not in our top three tiers.
Everyone from the tier four more than I like AJ Brown.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what I can see from tier four. I already prefer every one of them.
Who I would put right there though at 16, right?
Derrick Henry.
For wide receiver at the end of tier three, shout out to Josh. I put Keenan Allen in there.
I agree. Who's going to throw him the football? Tyrod?
Or Justin Herbert? Is it Hubert?
It's Herbert.
I don't even know what it is anymore.
He's an Oregon Duck. No one watched him play.
That's all good. Either way, I think he's going to put up points.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think Keenan Allen has a better chance of it. What I can't believe is Devontae Parker, wide receiver from Miami, is up at 20. Listen, I don't know.
This is tier four we're talking about, guys.
Yeah, we're just fucking around at this point. So Devontae Parker is a big guy. He's a physical guy. He's played in Louisville. what the fuck are they doing in Miami? You really think they're going to just show up and play big games? That's not a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Fitzmagic or Josh Rosen? That's who you have throwing the ball because Tua is fucking not playing.
Oh, no.
Tua is not playing this year.
No, he might.
Fitzfaggot is definitely going to play way better.
Oh, man. I've heard that one.
Listen, that big bushy beard. Listen, as much as I love it, smart guy, throws the football. Why? Don't even put him in the top tier four. He's like tier five. Anyone from Miami, don't fucking draft him. How about
that? Oh, no. Receiver-wise?
Receiver, no. Tight end, running back, quarterback. Don't draft
him. I don't know. We'll see how the running backs do.
No, name their running back.
I don't know who
it is. Yeah, fuck off. You don't even fucking know who's down there.
Who is the running back?
I don't know. He's not white.
Well, okay. Well, that's, so you're not going to draft him because he's not white?
Oh, I didn't say that. You're the one who likes Hitler.
No, you just pretty much said that.
$5 that Aaron at some point drafts two picks in a row, white guys with blonde hair, blue eyes.
Really?
Which is really that's fucked how you up. Feel? Which is really fucked up if you think about it, because Aaron is definitely Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think Hitler liked Mexicans.
Not at all.
I don't think he met a Mexican, to be fair.
I don't even know where this Hitler thing came from.
Your mouth during the break.
Again, we don't talk about what we talk about during the break on the podcast. That's different. It's different conversations. That's a different podcast. Oh, what did we see? Hold on.
Oh, Patrick Laird, the running back, the third string running back is white.
Third string.
You like how I came up with the name, though? As soon as I saw his white face, I was like, oh, that's definitely a white running back on the Dolphins. You know what? Makes sense in Miami. You got to have a white guy running back because they were looking for Christian McCaffrey, and they found Patrick Laird.
Okay, well.
I think actually had one good game, but that was it.
If he's third string, I'm not taking him, but, you know, it's all good. Whatever. I think that wraps up the first three tiers, though. Am I correct?
But we are going to come back, and we're going to kind of discuss some of the changes in the upcoming league. If you're cheap, if you don't have any money, if you're poor, get out of the league.
We'll catch you later, dude.
And here's the thing. I know you fucks got money because Trump gave everyone $1,200 at least for no fucking reason. So you better be able to pay your league fees. If not, we're going to come for your Trump dollars.
And I know a bunch of yous is married, too. So
oh, that's
y'all
double.
Got 24. 20, I don't even want to hear
if
it.
If you got $2,400 and you're thinking something like, oh, I'm going to put it away to my kids' college fund. Fuck you. Pay your fees. Get into this league. We'll tell you about some changes coming forward.
It's going to be fun.
It's been a lot of discussions. We've kind of talked about some of it. We're definitely going to have more concrete stuff to give you after the break.
Yeah.
But again, if you're cheap as fuck, just go ahead and end the podcast now. Go ahead and unsubscribe.
Tell me you're out.
That way I can find. Don't be our friend anymore.
That too, please. I need to find somebody that can take your spot if you're going to
Yeah, that's
be
why we're telling you now
person,
so that we can find more people, like friends that are adults that are rich with real jobs.
Exactly. Yeah. That have money to spend on fantasy games.
Yeah.
So
I didn't quit my job at Subway at 30 years old to do this shit. So I could be hanging around a bunch of poors. You hear me?
That's exactly right. Some peasants. We don't want to be hanging around the peasants. Is that it?
I think that's it. We'll catch you guys after the break.
Catch you guys in a second. All right. So we are back in it. And I want to shout out real quick our drop guy who is doing our intros right now. Appreciate you, ma'am. Love the drop. Hope everybody else does too. We're not going to say who it is just yet. You guys might find that out later. We'll see.
He's in witness protection.
We can't tell you who it is. It's
a hate crime.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't surprise me, actually. You think so? Was it an actual hate crime?
You're the guy who likes Hitler. I don't know.
God. All right.
You're an alcoholic who loves Hitler.
Oh, my God. Recovering alcoholic. Let's put that word in there. I'm like 10 days
off
pornography,
dude. You're drinking a beer.
What?
On the podcast. How are you recovering? Are you recovering in the last 5 minutes? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm sobering up. I got some of that liquid IV. Hashtag not sponsored.
Yeah.
I'm about to get some of that. I'll sober up real quick.
So this is going to be a quicker segment. We're just going to talk about the for sure rule changes that we have coming.
Yes.
And some potential, blah, blah, blah. We're going to talk about it. Some of this actually is going to let you guys have input. If you listen to this podcast, contact one of us. on some of this stuff and tell us your opinions. If they're dog shit, we're not going to listen to them anyways. We probably won't even bring them up except to roast you publicly.
Pretty much.
But if you have a good one, we're going to add it to the pile. We're all here for ideas. We want to be the people's champ.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
For sure.
We want to be the Rock.
For sure. Did you just bring up wrestling as an adult man on a podcast?
Hey, you said the people's champ.
What does that mean?
That's the Rock. He's the people's champ.
I didn't know that.
Well, you should know
that. You want to know why I didn't know that? Because I don't watch fucking wrestling.
I didn't say I watched it. I was just.
You fucking knew more than I did about it. Do you have a diminished mental capacity?
Slightly.
Are you retarded?
You can't say that.
Say what?
You can't say the R
word. Oh, you can talk about Hitler, but I can't say retarded?
No. It's like the N word. You can't say that either. Dude. You about to drop the N word in a second, too?
No.
God, I hope not. Anyways, we're going to start off with league fees are going to change this year. Partially yeah, due.
Fucking broke ass piece of shit. Listen, I didn't marry a goddamn pharmacist to play with a bunch of broke people.
That's right. Yeah, you got to get your allowance, dude.
Yeah.
I keep asking
for it. No, she says I got to do more house chores.
Your house husband.
I don't work at Subway anymore because of COVID-19 and because I quit.
It's but mainly also, the second one.
But. Right. But also, my wife, who pays all the bills, is paying my league fee.
Well, okay. Well, at least you have someone paying it for you. At least you pay it, really.
Yeah. I mean, marry rich. Listen, if you're going to be poor your whole life, marry someone rich. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
It's a great point.
Our league fees this year, they're going to go up from 25 to 50. I know it's doubling. But you're getting a lot more production value this year.
Yeah, you have a goddamn podcast. You fucks. Yeah,
it's going to be weekly.
You think this shit just showed up at my door? Kind of, because I ordered it. It did literally just show up. But I had to pay dollars for it.
That's
my
right.
wife paid a lot of dollars for it, it was as your a matter wife. Of fact. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And you know what, guys? I'm not trying to recoup the money because the money goes right back to you fucks.
Pretty much.
We decided because we have production value and because we want to make it at least a little competitive because we have players last year who didn't even set their goddamn lineups.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
So now we're forcing you to. Otherwise, you're just paying $50 to lose, which is, I mean,
the that's most what of you want to do.
Most of you are, which is fine. But we are for sure charging $50 for this. We're upping the winner's fees. We're upping or the winner's pot. Mm-hmm. We're upping the second place pot. And we're even upping third place now.
Well, not really, but you're going to get your money back in third place still. We're not really.
Did we already
it.
Do that for third place?
Yeah. Right, third place already got the money.
How about we don't roast the fuck out of you if you get third place?
Okay, that's fair. I guess
we're still gonna roast, just not like horribly.
Gio, but he took third place. Last
Gio
year.
Took third place.
Yeah, he did.
Nice.
Yeah,
good job, Gio.
Yeah, he beat me.
Oh well.
Yeah, probably not hard, but anyways. Yeah. Anyways, first place is gonna come out with $350 instead of $250. Second place is gonna come out with $100. And
so that means you doubled your league fee instead of just getting your fee back for second place.
Yes.
So there's actually a reward for being the first loser.
That's right.
Which is an interesting change. It's new.
Yes, for sure. And then third place, money back. We briefly hinted on it in the receiver rundown, but we are going to change it back to a one flex league. I think we had a 15-round draft last year, so we're going to actually knock that down to 14. We're going to keep the same bench spots. So we all had 5 bench spots last year, which was good because it did keep the waiver wire thicker, I guess. I mean, it wasn't so lean.
But the waiver wire is going to become much more important.
It is, which so we're excited about that. So
we dropped the flex, same bench. We're going to make those waiver wire dollars really count.
Yes.
We're dropping it from 100
to 25. Yeah. So we're gonna drop it all the way down to a quarter of what you guys had last year. Now, the benefit of this is when you guys go to trade, which some people did it last year, but I don't know if everyone knew it was available. When you go to trade players, you can offer FAB money.
And now that FAB money has some serious value.
It's got a lot more
and
value
I'm not
to
just
it.
Throwing $100 on any trade because who the fuck is using FAB anyway?
I'm pretty sure people dropped like $30 or $40 on a player last year just so they could get
just
that
to ensure that they get them.
Exactly.
Now you're going to have to double think because it's like, wow, this guy who's traded and all of a sudden has $50 worth can have any player he chooses to.
That's right.
I think that's going to make it a lot more competitive. I think it's going to make the waiver wire more important. I think it's all going to come at a premium now instead of just having so much free space and free cap that you're actually going to have to try for it.
For sure. And we're going to be penalizing, which we talked about it in, I think, the very first podcast, but we're going to be penalizing people who do not live draft. Auto drafting is bullshit. Donkey balls.
Bullshit. You're letting a computer think for you.
Yeah.
Until Elon Musk comes out with an official product that lets computers think for you, fuck off. If I don't have that goddamn Neuralink
between
me and my phone and my fantasy football team, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you auto draft, you're auto kicked out. How about that?
We're not going to go that far, not yet. But the penalty this year, you're going to have your option of it. If you don't live draft or Jaron, we're not going to play starting honeymoon weekend this year or your anniversary weekend. We'll make sure it's not on the first or second. But if you do not live draft, you're either going to lose all of your fab.
All of it.
$25. You will start with zero fab.
And it'll be divvied up amongst the rest of us.
Yes.
Or just taken away completely. We haven't decided. We don't know what the app lets us do yet.
Yes.
If we can divvy it up, we will divvy it up. If we can't, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
No one will get it.
Or your first round auto pick that you let the computer draft
is auto dropped.
And it's up for grabs on the waiver wire.
And guess who has $25 to spend?
Everybody but you.
Well, fuck.
I guess they have the $25. But
yeah,
you're going to have to spend all of your fab money to get your first round pick back.
Maybe. You might not even get it back because there's still a waiver wire system. If everyone ties, it drops, remember?
If everyone would have to put $25 on it, but I don't know how that would work exactly.
Well, if the three of us put it on, how would they decide that breaker?
I don't know.
Because there's a waiver wire order.
I think I just give it to myself. No?
That's collusion, and you just admitted that live on a recorded podcast. So you know what we're going to do with you? And I got this idea from you earlier when you were talking about you're going to go in a gas chamber.
God. That's what's going to happen to me, or that's going to happen to the other?
If I catch you colluding as the co-commissioner.
Who am I going to collude with?
Yourself.
The app? I'm colluding with the app?
I don't know what you do with that dirty phone.
That's true. You don't. Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Gas chamber, if I get the number one overall
pick. That was your idea.
You said that. Okay. Moving on. Since you guys are going to pay that $50 entry fee, we are going to have apparel this year. We'll have anything from t-shirts to hoodies.
Get them tanks, bro.
And tanks. Yeah, for sure.
If you got some muscles to show, I don't think anyone in our league has muscles besides me. I mean, I have muscles, but this is under a lot of chub.
Yeah.
Thick-ass boy. I feel you on that. Thick-ass boy.
You'll get anywhere from, depending on what the apparel item is, anywhere from $5 to $10 off. We'll let you guys know what the actual price is.
You're getting a deep cut discount.
Yeah, you definitely will.
We're not making any money off of it. It's not meant to be that.
We're passing it on.
So basically, we're just giving you guys a chance to feel like you're part of the team. I know a lot of you guys haven't been on a team in a long time.
Yes, I haven't either, so it's okay.
That's really interesting because I definitely was in your room the other day and you had a uniform. I didn't know if you – I thought you were on a team. You have a uniform. It has the SS on it.
Oh, and it has that
this
uniform.
Weird, like, it looks
that's
like a
not
spinny –
is that an deck? S? No, that's like a
– A swastika?
Is yeah, that, that's what
yeah,
it is, actually.
Yeah, you had that uniform. I didn't know if you were
– I'm not really on a team, though.
Oh, well.
It's just kind of closeted. So, anyways. What we're going to be doing for
it's
the lose
– It's not right.
For the losers, what we're going to be doing is we want everybody, again, just to submit an idea. We're still trying to solidify.
This is your opportunity. We are going to punish the loser this year.
For sure.
And the thing is, we have a couple like shitty, mediocre ideas.
Yeah.
And we're letting you be creative. You can contact Aaron, you can contact myself. If you have a good one or
put it in the messenger group.
Nice one, throw it out there.
Yeah.
There's no bad ideas.
For sure.
We're not here to like publicly shame you for trying to make it better. Now, there's not going to be any of these weird, you got to go sing karaoke in front of people because we have no way to prove that. That's fucking weird.
Yep.
We're not all together in the same room. I'm not going to do that kind of bullshit. I do want some interesting, some different stuff. I'm pretty open to physical pain. That'd be cool. If you want to watch someone get bitch slapped.
I like, you know what I've seen? I've seen tattoos.
No one's getting a tattoo.
I'd get one if I took last.
You would get a tattoo? Do you have any tattoos currently?
Yeah, I do.
Can I see it?
Yeah, it's right there.
A fucking swastika. God damn it, dude.
That's actually burned into me. That's not actually a tattoo.
Oh, it's branded.
Yeah, it's branded. Actually, you spatulas and just like three little. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
It was fun getting a swastika branded into you?
Yeah. No, not for you.
Sounds awful.
It wasn't that bad. With picks this year, of course, we're going to be doing, kind of like we did last year, Matt and Wes will have their picks. Wes will definitely get first pick because he took first, I guess. And then Matt will get second pick where he wants to be, and then we will figure out some type of system to randomize or either randomize or by some game of chance get everything taken care of for the other 10 players in the league. Again, at $50, which is not that much money, it's too much for you guys. Bucks. Yes, if it's too much.
I suggest you start an OnlyFans. Work for the money, get the money,
and show them balls, dude. Listen,
if you cannot afford it, I don't want to fucking hear it. Tell us in advance so we can find a player to replace you who has money.
That's right.
We're looking for sugar daddies. We're looking for people who like to lose their money to us.
There's some girls that like pictures of like when you get goaded. Have you ever been goaded before?
Have I been goaded before?
Oh,
have
you've I stuck been my goated. Balls
between? I've never gotten goaded. I've definitely
you've goaded. You've goaded. Okay.
I worked in food for how many years?
But girls would pay for that, I think. So start an OnlyFans.
Well, the only girl who's ever seen me goat anyone definitely filed a sexual harassment charge.
Well, that's because she didn't pay for
it. That's why I'm getting out of this job.
Well, that's because she didn't pay for it.
Do you know what the brain is?
What?
Do you know what the brain is instead of the goat? I'm pretty sure no, I taught you I guess the goat, not. As a matter of fact.
I don't know. Maybe you did. I don't know.
Because that was definitely a thing when I worked.
Well, I knew about it in high school for sure. But
yeah, no. So the brain is where you don't put it in the back, but you just grab it and mush it all to one end so all the veins show so it looks like a brain. When you just grab your testicles, pull it away from your body, and it pulls the skin taut.
Never done that one.
And then the Abe Lincoln takes some time, but you got to shave a little beard into the bottom of it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
I think girls would like that if you were on OnlyFans trying to make some money.
I wouldn't know. I have an in-person OnlyFans account.
In-person OnlyFans?
In-person OnlyFans. My wife gives me money, I keep all my clothes on, and I leave her alone.
Your rich wife gives you money, and you leave all your clothes on.
She prefers me to, yes.
Okay, well, that's cool. Do we have anything else that we need to cover in this little segment, or...?
Again, if you guys have ideas, you can always text me or Aaron. Mm-hmm. You can put it in the group chat. We also have an official email.
Ah, that's correct.
For the podcast.
That is right.
So it's no punts, N for N-word, O for orifice, P for pussy, U for under, N for N-word, T for transgenders, S for savages, P for pussy again, O for... orifice, that's the hole in the body. D for dicks.
Always.
C for car.
It's for cunts. What?
We don't... This is a fucking family podcast, sorry. You piece of shit.
God almighty.
A for asymptomatic. S for slander. And T for transgender.
Yeah.
@gmail.com.
Gmail. So that's nopuntspodcast@gmail.com. Am I correct?
Right.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay. You spelled it out pretty good for everybody.
I mean, if they don't get it. If you can't spell no punts, we don't want you in the fucking league. How about that?
That's true. Don't forget podcast.
Listen, though. If you can't spell no punts, you probably also are an adult who watches WWE.
Maybe.
You fucks.
I can spell it, though.
Fuck WWE. Probably all. If you listen, you might get this. If you watch WWE, you probably also believe in Pizzagate.
Oh, you know I got that, and you know I believe in it. So that's that.
Okay.
Are we good?
We're good. We will catch you guys on the next episode, probably next week. I'm not going to make promises because, you know.
It'll be next week. And we're going to be covering.
Quarterback tight ends.
Quarterback tight ends. We're not going to go as deep because they don't need to be covered as in depth. But it'll be top 12 QBs, top 12 tight ends. And then after that, we are actually probably going to be doing our first live mock draft.
And then we're going to have a 4-hour special on kickers.
No.
And defenses.
Mm-mm.
That's what I excel at.
Yeah, you're going to do that one by yourself.
We just signed Legatron, and you don't want to go 30 minutes on Legatron?
I could do it just on the – I could do a 4-hour podcast on the Cowboys, but not on kickers and defense. No one would
listen to it, but it's okay.
I'd listen back to it myself just to hear us talk about the Cowboys again.
If you guys also want to hear us talk about other shit, you can also come in on these podcasts and stuff like that. Say there's a topic. Say there's some shit
for sure,
that we haven't covered. I'm totally okay with looking at it.
Let us know.
I mean, if you want us to talk about COVID, that's cool.
We'll talk about it.
No, yeah, for sure. If you want us to talk about
Pizzagate.
If you guys want us to talk about infidelity and how to cheat on your wives and get away with it, I don't know anything about it, but I'll lie to you. I'll make up some stuff for you.
Have anything for you on that one, dude. So.
I'm not going to cheat on my rich wife. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm good on that one. People want us to talk about that? I've got someone in the league. You want us to talk about
my adorable dog? That's cool.
Yeah.
I only got one. I mean, I have two dogs. Two. One's adorable. And a sweet, fucking thick-ass Corgi.
If you want us to talk about cow paintings, well, we can talk about that.
That's actually a self-portrait, you fuck.
Oh, my bad. We can talk about Monster Energy drinks.
Bush Light. We
can talk about Buffalo Trace.
Anyway, if you have hot topics, questions, debates, you're always welcome to send stuff in. Like, we're going to always talk about fantasy football. It's what always. We're here for. But it's also your league, so you have input. That's the whole point of this podcast. Please, eventually, we'll please, have please. Guests. Eventually, we'll let you guys come in, and you can also be on the pod.
Yeah, we've got a couple confirmed guests already. So.
Also, if you don't live in Tulsa, probably not going to happen.
Or make the trip. Let us know you're making the trip. Bitch.
Also, if you are making the trip and we decide we don't like you, we're also not putting you on the pod.
That true, though. So, like, Wes, you probably won't ever make the pod.
Yeah, fuck off, Wes.
Anyways.
I actually like Wes. I want to put that out there. I feel like I go hard in the paint on Wes because I feel like I've known Wes before.
Wes, let us know when you're coming to Tulsa, and you will definitely be on the pod. You're the champ. So you got to make the pod at least once. At least once. God. I know.
It hurts to say.
He's the champ. I know.
Fuck.
I think we're done now. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Let's end it.
All right, Hitlers. Have a good night.